Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the Plastic Man's Captain Ryan Lamberty joins us now. And Ryan, before you got into the guide and charter business and lodge ownership, you used to do a little bit of fishing in tournaments. What is your opinion on this controversy coming up about too much technology? Should it be done with? Should it be limited to what you can use and rely on basic fishing skills? Or do you say, go for it. If it's available and it's legal, use it.
You know, I figured this was coming. You know, it's too good now. I mean, it's really off the charts good. But I hate to put an opinion out there on it because I'm not doing it anymore. But, you know, I think it's a little overboard now. You know, it's people sitting there watching every fish want to catch them. But sure, it's sure more fun, you know, if you can see them down there. You know, you're not fishing for nothing.
Well, you know, I guess it's a situation where, you know, do you want this to be based on basic fishing skills and knowledge of seeking out places given the conditions you got and you can locate the fish without seeing them? Or is it, you know, go run this scope and there they are and hope they bite and throw to them? I mean, it basically does away with finding fish skills. It makes it so much easier.
I mean, the skill level is definitely not there. You know, those guys are the best they got. I mean, they're good no matter what, but it's an advantage, no doubt about it. I don't think it should be in tournaments myself, but it is.
won't have much use for that where you're fishing these days, because you fish in shallow water and murky water and a lot of other stuff.
No, it'll work in that, but we just have too many fish. You know, if you got a million mullet, you're trying to pick out the trout from the mullet. Yeah. You can do it, but it's very
difficult. Wait, that's coming. That's coming. They're probably going to have one that's as clear as a TV or laptop screen in the future.
Well, they do already.
You can actually identify.
The new version is crazy. I can identify them anyhow. But we have so many, it's too busy. It's too busy.
Wait till artificial intelligence is applied to fishing. I'm waiting for that.
They've been telling me I have artificial intelligence for a long time.
I think we're talking about two different things there.
Maybe slow.
What does your artificial intelligence tell you lately if somebody's coming down there to fish?
It's telling me it's been windy. I'm ready for April showers because it's dry. My pond's drying up and the wind. We've been catching the heck out of the fish, but it sure is a lot easier when it's not blowing 25 miles an hour. You know, when it does that, we're more attuned to having to catch redfish. But when it calms down and the water clears up, because we don't have all that marsh anymore to hide behind and stuff, so you know, it calms down, we're on the trout. There's plenty of trout around, but you got to pick the day to go catch them. You know, redfish, we're going to catch redfish and sheephead and black drum every day, but the thing is coming that this full moon here, those fish are going to transition, and everything's going to go to the summer pattern. The trout's going to go out in the bays, heading for the Gulf. The redfish are going to come out the canals and such. Everything's going to transition on this next full moon. And when it gets windy, the fishing is going to be a little bit more difficult. So I'm looking for April showers. I'm looking for a little less wind. And the river is going to stay between 10 and 13 for the next foreseeable future anyhow. We got one little surge coming that's going to go to 12-7, and then it's going to drop into 10 again. So we'll see. You know, it's we're fishing it. It's filthy, dirty water, but we're catching the heck out of the fish in the dirty water. So, you know, because it's clean underneath, as you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, if there's been one consistent report this week from everybody across the coast is you got to pick the day, depending on the day you go. And even the dogs agree with that you got to pick the right day and the conditions and the fish are there. Ryan, maybe you can help me out with this question from George. He wants to know about the latest on break tags on boat trailers. He's understanding from the launch people that the law enforcement is not enforcing tags on small trailers, but they are on larger. I don't know of anyone that ever got a ticket for not having a brake tag on a trailer, a boat trailer, but it is actually on the law books and it's required. What can you tell us? Do you have any information on that, about brake tags and on trails?
Well, three or four years ago, they had this big push to do that, and it was stopping everybody and giving tickets like crazy. Do you remember that?
I do vaguely remember that some people complained they were getting tickets and they didn't even know that it was required. But, you know, lights on them and, you know, you don't have – some of them have brakes, but most don't have brakes. So what do you test other than lights, you know?
Well, yeah, the lights, and that's a pain keeping those lights going. But they'll stop you for lights in a heartbeat, but not for brake tag. You know, after that, it kind of squashed that. I don't know, you know, they just quit doing it. They quit stopping you for the brake tag after that because there was such an uproar because they just pushed it real hard there all of a sudden. And then everybody just went crazy, and they stopping for that. But they'll stop you for lights, you know, just deservingly so. If your light's out, they're going to stop you. Even better.
Well, yeah, they should, because that's a traffic hazard for sure. But, you know, where do you put the brake tag? I guess you got to keep it in your boat, you know. You can't put it on the trailer anywhere. It's get wet and wash off.
Keep it in your truck, because you're not going to have your boat trailer without the truck.
Yeah, true. Well, Ryan, somebody wants to get you, you know, they got the CajunFishingAdventures.com, real popular website. Give them the telephone number, too.
They call me direct at 504-559-5111, and we'll get them hooked up. It's booking up pretty good this year. Duck season's already booking up. Crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, we know it's coming. Thanks for the report, Ryan, as always. Appreciate it. Talk with you next week.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
There he goes, the Plastic Man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.